very important playoff berth implications. Every game matters. Playoffs start a week. Matter of fact, a week from what? Basically,
week
Thursday.
Thursday night. Because the play-in game's Thursday night.
That's right. We will be in Dixon County on Friday. Dixon County and the Franklin Rebels.
I'll be joining Ron Slay on the Boom Boom Room Friday night.
I look forward to that. I'll enjoy listening to that. That'll be fun.
Actually, if everything goes well, Stormy, Slay is playing. Slay will have an interview with Mookie Betts.
Whoa.
Playing Friday night. So how's that?
That's your my favorite baseball player.
Major League Baseball player MVP for the Boston Red Sox.
Former Overton High School. Bobcat.
Yeah. That will be playing Friday night.
Sounds good. We've got the introductions right now. The Patriots are to our right. First one out of the slot. Guard number 10, Ben Cypher. Dressed in blue tonight, Page Patriots. Also number 13, Blaine Burroughs. Royal blue uniforms, white trim, white numerals. Little silver trim, good looking uniforms. Also number 15 is Brady Andrews for the Patriots. Also number 20, which will be Mason Allen. Last but not least, number 40 will be Nate Hallman. As I said, royal blue, white trim, a little silver accent.
Oh, man, they got the AC running in here.
Garth, they sure do. All of a sudden, I thought, wait, are those chill bumps I'm feeling? It was 70 degrees outside today. Of course, that centennial of the night they had it.
They had it going to its centennial.
Like an icebox. And all right, the Ravenwood Raptors about to be in now. I can't say it's a big crowd tonight. I'm it's a small crowd.
I'm very disappointed on the Ravenwood Raptors side, I'll tell you.
Off the bench right there is Mr. Trevor Andrews, number 22. He is sophomore guard, grandson of Curry Andrews. Also number 5 for the Patriots, Rex Gaynor. He's a junior. He also plays guard. Carlson, number 30, is out. Reagan Carlson, he's a senior, plays forward. Leading scorer is number 12, Chase Seabrook. He's a senior, also forward. And last but not least, the big man in the center, 6'9", Sterling Craig for the Raptors. All white tonight, red uniforms, black highlights. Sterling Craig has a definitive size advantage.
Oh, yeah, and if he doesn't have a big game tonight, shame on him. You got that kind of size. Be dominating in the paint. Come on, let's do it. Now, let's see these Zebras. Let's see what these Zebras got this game, too. Are they going to put some people in foul trouble? Or what's going to go on with them?
Who are they going to throw out of the game? Hope it's not us.
Well, stranger things have happened.
We've been accused.
Like a whole student section being thrown out.
At Nolensville last year.
One of these refs.
That's right. That gentleman right on the baseline. Inside the flag. Beautiful move. Andrews assist.
That was all Andrews right there.
Good look. Here come the Patriots in royal blue. Holman on the drive. Hook shot. Cream. Craig on the rebound. Good position. Good defense. Here come the Raptors. Gaynor down the right wing. Raptors need to get hot right at the right time. They can wreak some havoc here in the upcoming district tournament.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is both teams now should have experience. They had relatively inexperienced players to start the season. You're at the end of the season now.
Gaynor for three. Can't just go. Craig in the right place with his pocket pick.
Rock ball down.
Cypher's picked his pocket down the left wing. Going to take it all away. Kicks the bat in the wing out front. On the drive to Burroughs. Farley gets into Cypher. Goes up soft floater.
Good defense.
Gets
good
back
defense.
To Hallman. Can't get a shot off. Patriots can't get a shot off. Down the left wing. Gets
sure
it way
what
out
in the world
front.
Are they trying to do?
I'm not sure. I can't describe what they're doing. Brady Andrews down out front.
Ravenwood's playing man-to-man, so.
Shot from the wing.
Ooh, that was flat. Got
wow. That thing did everything but fall out. I mean, it touched every ounce of that cylinder. Blaine Burroughs tied the game at 2 to 6:20.
Doesn't he play football?
He does. Most of these kids play on a lot of these teams.
Oh, you're in a bad spot.
Oh, inside to Craig. Low, threw it down below his knees. Bad pass. Stolen coming the other way. The Patriots. Corner shot from the corner. Okay. Rebound. Quickly across the timeline. Up, soft floater. It's good. Trevor Andrews on the coast-to-coast basket. 4-2 is our score. Trevor Andrews, just a sophomore. Excellent football player, too, Gar.
I didn't know he played football.
He would be starting if it wasn't for brother Ben Garcia. Brian Garcia.
Oh, so he's a quarterback.
Yeah, shot from the wing. No good. Ball saved to Hallman. Hey. Hallman goes up hard. Left hand. Wow!
Ooh.
Had the right hand. Went back to the left hand. Went over Craig and
said. He just gave Craig a lesson.
He said, hey, how about some of this? We're tied at 4 to 5:20 mark. Nice change of hands in in the air. See if it goes up. Soft floater. No good. Rebound. Other way comes Brady Andrews. Got two Andrews on the floor. Brady and the foul's called. Let's see who they called him on.
Hey, Seavers.
Yep. And you're right. You know if it's going to be on Seavers or on Craig. On the line's Blaine Burrs. Tied at 4 at 5 minute mark. First quarter action.
I'm not sure. I don't know which one it hurts worse. They're getting a foul on.
I'd say Seavers. He's your leading scorer. He's averaging 18 points a ballgame.
I agree with you.
And Craig's out. In for the Raptors is 33. Houston Chapman, who's a senior. Garth played a lot of minutes the last few games.
Played well the last time we saw him play, as a matter of fact.
A lot of maturity on the floor. Burrs converts. 5-4 is the score. Off timeline is Andrews. That's Trevor Andrews.
Oh,
picked the pocket. Going the other way. It's good. Beautiful move. That was Blaine Burrs on the steal. The pick the pocket. Went convert. 7-4 is our score. Seaver thought about three. Double team. Drives in. Soft floater. Missed the same shot twice.
Just can't get anything to fall.
Same spot. Burrs down right top of the key. Has the back door cut. Mason Allen. Had the baseline. Did not take it. Seifert looks.
Trying to get the ball inside to Holman,
who has really, really played some good ball as of late. Holman gets it on the baseline. Kicks it back out front to Burrs down the right wing. Cross court. Shot from the corner. No good.
Well, that's a shot you got to knock down right there.
Foul is all on the floor. That's on number 15.
Brady Andrews.
Number 15. Don't remember him starting the other night.
I don't either.
Don't remember him playing. Matter of fact, don't remember him playing.
I remember us calling Thomas Seaman's name quite a bit.
Yep. Hernandez, Seaman,
Simon,
Pennington. Shot again. Seepert. He's wishing it up there now.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to guide it now. He's trying to guide it.
Yep. 3:40 to go. Raptors up 7-4. Ball's out front. Inside. Holman
goes good
left.
Move.
Goes left and draws the foul. Garth, he has faked that twice. He's faked right and gone back to his left. And if you're a defender thinking he's going to right, he's got you leaning the wrong way.
He does. He really he's feeling on his hip which side the defender's on.
Yep.
And just doing a really good job of setting him up. And then he's using that hook, too, you know?
Yep.
That sky hook. Little Kareem Abdul-Jabbar there.
Converts on the first free throw. Holman is, we don't have the age.
No, we don't. I need to tell Larry. No, he needs to do a better job than that.
Made them both. I'd like to know, because this kid, if he's a junior, can you imagine him in a couple of years?
Wow.
9-4 is our score. Andrews crossed the timeline. Almost had his pocket picked by Cypress, who ends up drawing the toughest offensive player. Ball's in to Craig. Oh,
great pass.
Reagan Carlson had it on the line. Boy, Craig hit him with a beautiful baseline backdoor cut. Carlson,
I couldn't see why he wasn't ready for it, because he should have caught the ball and shot it, he ended up on the other side of the rim, and I'm not sure why he ended up on the other side of the rim.
Honestly, I don't think he was looking for it.
Did he fumble the pass?
Yeah, he wasn't looking for it. He makes the free throw.
It's a roll, doesn't he?
Thomas Seaman in for the Patriots. Number 15 is out. That's Brady Andrews. Whoops.
We're going on all of a sudden.
Uh-huh. Carlson missed the segment. Carlson's a great football player. I mean, he played defensive end, also tight end.
Looks to me like he'll be a linebacker.
That's what I kept saying. They've had him at defensive end. I played offensive guard, too.
He played offensive guard?
He did. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, when he pulled on lone senior on that offensive line, Lord have mercy.
Hey, Ravenwood's got some linemen that's getting some good looks.
They sure are.
At Graham, Bart, I think it is.
Good spin move that time by Craig. Goes up, draws a foul. Holman draws it. That's his first. 5:50 mark. 9-5 is our score. Well played contest there, Mike. True confession, small crowd, my rare small crowd at Ravenwood. Holman got Ravenwood to move to Craig. Craig throws it, and it's Aaron's action.
You know, with this weather we're having right now, everybody must have went home trying to mow their yards before they
sunbathing or something.
I mean, 70-degree weather here in start of February, I'll take it.
Amen. Well, it'll be cold Friday night. Side of the way, Seaman's got it.
Wow.
Sort of miraculous.
Who was that?
Seaman. Yes.
That was a rainbow. Craig ain't going to hurt you way out there. Keep him out of that paint. You're going to be just fine.
Goes up. Fake, and scores.
Let him get position down there. You're in trouble.
12-7 is our score at the two-minute mark. When you're 6'8", 6'9", you're 3 feet from the basket, it should be a sure thing.
Well, he walking. You can't teach height.
Nope.
Teach a lot of things, but you can't teach 6'7".
That's God-given. Or it's not given.
In your case, not given.
And I wasn't in that line. I think they measured me for ears and heart. I think I got big heart and big ears. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I'm 6'2", and both of my boys are 6'5", so I look up to my son.
You can thank your beautiful wife for that one. And foul's drawn on the drive. That's going to be a nighter, number 4. He's awfully quick. Played in the JV game. Had a good JV game earlier.
Got some fancy pink shoes on.
Yeah. Shot. No good. Rebound. Page. Soft floater. Back rim. No good. Carson. No sleeper on the rebound. Lost the timeline.
Oh.
Yep. Sniper on the. He goes, what I do?
Ticky tack. Yeah. Ticky tack.
And they had the girls getting knocked down, knocked out of bounds, and walking off the cast, and they didn't call those fouls, and he looked at him wrong. Making Carson checking out and just checking back in for the Raptors. Snyder's got in the backcourt. Buck 30 mark. 12-7 is our score. Page in the lead. Seifert hadn't scored.
No, he hadn't.
Shot goes up, and it's blocked.
And what I don't like about it right now is he doesn't look confident either. When he catches that ball, he's not even looking to shoot. As a shooter, you got to be, every time you touch the ball, you got to be ready to shoot, and he's not looking to shoot.
Yep, Nider on the steal gets across the timeline.
Right now, there you go. Bottom.
Oh, pull the trigger, he's 0 for 4.
That should be money right there. He got a little push set shot to him. Getting a high release.
We got a number 13 coming in for the Raptors. I don't have a 13.
I do. Gabe Leonard.
Okay. Spin move for Holman.
Oh,
kicks it back out. Allen, no good.
Good rebound.
Cypher on the rebound. Back to Cypher. Three-pointer. In and out. Whoa, they're throwing some elbows in there. Official out of position makes the call again. He's good at that.
22. That's going to be on Trevor Andrews coming over the back is what that call is going to be.
33 seconds left. 12-7.
Now watch this number 13 in warm-up. Gabe Leonard, that boy can shoot the ball. He's a senior, but he can flat shoot the ball. Now let's see what he does with somebody's hand in his face, though.
All right. Stop him, Allen. Back rim.
That's a push on Holman.
Nope, not on my roster.
What roster you have? I've got the same one you sent me.
Yeah, you do. You got number 13.
Where? Well, no, you don't. How do I have it? You don't, because you sent me this roster.
Yeah, don't ask why. 120 seconds. 12-7 is our score. Stranger things have happened in life.
Oh, well. I got it. You don't.
I got it now. It's written down. Under 10. Andrews goes to his right.
Oh.
Pocket pick.
Oh, and then he fouls.
33 draws a foul.
Nice pocket pick that time.
Ooh-wee.
Jonah Shaw picks some pockets for the Page Patriots.
Man.
That's hard to say. Okay, I'll try it again. 6 seconds. The Trangians the ball in bounds. They do.
He's got time to penetrate.
As Pennington goes up, saw a floater, and he draws the foul. 1 second left. I wonder why Pennington has started. He started the last 2-3 games we had.
That's on Craig.
But he's too gone to the line.
Boy, Page Patriots got a gift here by being able to go to the line.
Clock stop. Pennington rims it out.
That's a dadgum brick. Get that basketball up, young man.
12-7 is our score. 1 2/10 seconds left. Second one on the way.
He heard me.
Yes, he did. Admonished him. Admonishment. 13-7. Shots on the way.
Whoa.
Woo! Almost took out another cheerleader as the quarter ends. Page 13, Ravenwood 7. Let's take 1 minute. Here on AM 950.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend Scott Murphy handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell them Stormy sent you.
Thank you, ma'am. Second quarter action. Page up over Ravenwood here at Ravenwood. 13-7 is our score. Leonard's on the foul.
Woo-wee.
Leonard took one. He can't be a senior. He only weighs 113.
Coach Whitlock sitting there thinking, man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, I wonder sometimes if some of these coaches think being a referee would be easier than coaching.
You pay any good?
He's pretty doggone good to be official.
Seaman makes the first one. They doubled them 14-7. Ravenwood's been cold the last 4 minutes. Seaman makes them both.
Good-looking free throws. He's got 5. Blaine Burrow's got 5.
Good balance.
Nate Holman's got 4.
A lot of balance. A lot of balance. Gainer's not scored. Oh, nice inbounds cut Wow, nice cut inside.
Got a new player in, Jonah Shaw, for the Page Patriots, who drew the foul right there.
And going to the line
is Gabe Leonard.
That's right. And Garth, he is not, we've not seen him all year.
I don't think so.
And he's step on the line playing with a great deal of poise. Makes two free throws.
He's flat knocking shots down in warm-up.
Hadn't seen him all year, and he comes out, and he steps on the floor and gets 2 points in 10 seconds. Larry, no yelling. Motion, motion. There's Coach to our right for the Patriots.
Yeah, well, they
step back three.
That motion.
And boy, he shot an air ball. Missed everything. The coordinates were off by a country mile. That's one of those you pull the trigger and go, wait a minute, was that a pass?
Can't take it back.
Was that a pass or a bad shot?
Well, we have a total of 6 students now over there, Stormy.
Say, Siebert's trying. He needs his first basket. Goes in, saw floater. He got that one. Beautiful basket. Like his determination, Garth, he was bound and determined.
Well, when you're not knocking them down inside, get to the basket, draw the foul or something, do something to help your ball. Ooh, wow.
Nice cross-court pass, basket that time. Backdoor cut, Jacob Oldham. And right now, Larry Noe has got a lot of fresh players in the ball game. Holman's about to come in. Holman's about to come in. Cypher's about to come in right in front of us. Cypher.
Foul.
Cypher goes up, draws a foul.
Foul's on 23, Thomas Seaman is first.
6:38 to go, 17-11 is our score.
Oh, he misses. Stormy, have you noticed how we've had our Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy here protecting us? We have a bodyguard tonight. He's been around us the whole night. You know that?
We need one.
We do need one.
Maybe you need one.
Misses the other. Second.
Missed 2 free throws.
Yeah. Actually, he was trying to get Coach Noe's attention while I was interviewing him earlier.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, he's the Page SRO. Now he follows the Page team wherever they go. 6:20 to go. 17-11 is our score. Page up front over Raywood. Neither. Just draws a foul. Neither draws a foul. Wayne Burroughs taking that left elbow, pushing off. Carson back in for Neither. Yeah, Carson played a good offensive line, also a defensive line. This kid just a...
You know, if he did the effort running up and down the floor to make the calls and when he came over here to show us what the call was, he'd be a fantastic referee.
That's Gar's favorite. Shot from Gaynor. Back rim. He's cold. He's 0 for the night.
Look at him.
Here comes Page across the timeline, wide open.
Bottom, knocked down.
Burroughs,
he's got 8.
All of a sudden, it's 20-11.
Page is playing a good, clean game, I'll be honest with you.
They are. And Seifert turns it over, shakes his head. He tries to catch Seifert.
Oh, he.
And he scores. They've doubled him up, 22-11. It's all Page tonight. Baseline drive, Carlson. Use that body. Soft off the glass.
Good move. Oh,
wow.
Good
Holman.
Hustle by Holman.
Holman runs the floor, and he can't buy one. Goes in. He comes in from out of bounds. Can't take the shot. And he come up a little limping there. Rub some dirt on it. Checking back in for Page is number 15. That's Brady Andrews. And coming out was Pennington and Mason. And suddenly somebody else came in. Who would that be?
15. Andrews?
Did not. Andrews, that's who's in. And the right wing inside. Seifert just not had a good night. They're double teaming him every time he gets the ball. Carlson for 3. Front rim. That's not his spot.
That's not the shot you want.
No, he's your inside man. Rebound. Holman for the Patriots. 4:40 to go. Larry Noe yelling, move, move, move. Holman shot, rimmed out, littered on the rebound. Here comes Gaynor. They got numbers. Seifert up. 1, 2. Missed it.
Give the ball back.
And the foul is called
on Gaynor.
On Gaynor, just the only thing I've seen so far, there's just a lack of cohesiveness in the offensive setup for Ravenwood.
Well, I mean, players are trying to do too much. I mean, Chase had 2-on-1. Gaynor gave him a good lead pass. Fender came over, picked him up. He should have given it back with his left hand. Gaynor had an open look, which he apologized to Gaynor coming off the floor. He missed him. I mean, he should have kicked it back to him.
Craig on the rebound after the missed free throw. Here comes Raywood. Craig puts it
off
the floor. Puts it on the floor.
Merlin Craig got helped out right there by Page defender trying to stop the ball from going out of bounds.
It'll be Raywood's ball. Carlson's going to take it out. 4:20, the trailing 22-13. Shout out again to David Hughes, better known as Lieutenant Dan.
We should have Coach Brock here for Matthews Team Sports halftime segment here in a few minutes.
Yeah, is he close by?
I see him still up there.
Okay, good. Gaynor's a pretty good shooter. They're handling him. Cypher won't get
good steal. He's out of bounds right there, though.
Good hustle. That's all right. Andrew's on the hustle.
That was a good hustle.
Sure, certainly
was.
Your legs are stretched out. I thought you were about to trip him, Carl.
Hey, I'll get out here a little bit further. I will trip my favorite rail.
He wasn't worried about me tripping anybody with these shorts.
Sporting my Adidas right here. That I got on.
That's
you
right.
That Run DMC, my Adidas. I got my Adidas.
Yeah, you do. Foul call.
23. That will
Seaman
be on second.
Seaman, yeah. To the line is Craig. First free throw is good.
He's got a good-looking shot. I'll give him credit for that.
He got a five.
He does.
High in the bucket. Second one on the way. Good. Made them both. Got six. Probably the leading scorer for Ravenwood.
He certainly is.
22-15 is our score. 3:50 to go for halftime. Coach Ronnie Brock will be the Matthews Team Sports special guest at halftime. Garth has the insight on Ronnie. It'll be a good interview. Hallman on the give and go. And he walked. Kicks it back out. Ball's turned over for Page. Andrews looked over, smiled at his coach. Yeah, Larry Noe asked the referee to call it both ways. He says, Ravenwood's carrying it. We're double dribbling it. So pass to Craig.
And Ravenwood's throwing it out of bounds.
They did. Saved by Craig, but saved by a Page player. We're under 3:20 to go. 22-15. Burrows down the right wing. Seaman's left front. Cypher drives to the left.
Whoa.
Gets it back. He throws it behind the Page player, which would have been out of bounds at the 3:16 mark. As a reminder, Friday night, Garth gets a much-deserved and needed night off. As Terry Merrill and I go to Dixon County, Terry's going to have a hard time playing that.
He's never been the wingman.
He's going to find it to be a second fiddle. It's not easy, is it, Garth?
Nope.
Crossing back out front. And, of course, I always thought it was easy. So that's just perspective there. Gainer back way out front, starting over for Ravenwood at the 250 mark.
Good steal.
Seaman almost on the steal.
It's great deny.
Shot, rebound.
What game was it where Franklin, what? Where he
yes.
was just nailing everything he threw up.
He had 22 in the first half that night.
He can't throw it in the ocean tonight.
They've ended up with 25 tonight at 22 the first half. 22-15 is our score. Both teams kind of hit a lull here. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go. Mason Allen checking back in for the Patriots, playing from us.
Is that Kira Downey over there with a boot on her leg and the red sweatshirt over there?
I can't tell. It looks like her. Maybe. She's talking to Jazz Harmon, Lexi Erickson. Shot is good. Seaman makes them both. She's at Rhodes College. Kira Downey's at Rhodes College. It looks like she may be home for the weekend. Seeing that Susie.
It's
about a 3-hour drive. Carlson gets it inside. Ben moves. Back to Niter, drives on floater, can't get it to go. Rebound, fall four. A bevy of Patriots come up with it, the 2:20 mark. 24-15 is our score.
And this is a surprising score to me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Ball's turned over, goes back to the Ravenwood. I know what you're going to say, but the listeners don't.
Expected it to be a closer matchup, but then Page be up by 9. I'm not trying to take anything away from Page. I just expected the Ravenwood to have a little more easy scoring tonight, knocking shots down. They've been cold.
Well, ball stolen again by Ravenwood. They threw it away. Here comes Burrows across the timeline. Slowly moving the ball down the right wing to Cypher. Top of the key. Drives in. Double team to the left wing. Back out front. Reset. It's a buck 40 mark. Page up 24-15. Hallman's guarded by Craig outside the three-point line. Shot on the way. Cypher. No good. Rebound. Fault four. Whistle blows. Ball goes to the Raptors. Empty possession. That's four empty possessions in a row for the Patriots. Tay Seaver trying to get back the ball game. At the buck 19 mark. Odom's coming back in. Ball's inside. Carlson. He drives. Baseline cut. Still wrapped the ball. Subbing in. One is number 30, Jacob Odom. Also Chase Seifert for Ravenwood. Reagan Carlson trots out. He plays with a lot of heart for the Raptors. Gainer for three. Back rim. He can't throw it in the ocean from the beach tonight.
That he can't. You're exactly right. That knuckleball's not working for him tonight.
We had 22 of the night, you said, against Franklin. The first half alone, then with 25 for the night. Off the timeline is Burrows. He's leaned on Biter.
He walked.
He didn't call it. Mason Allen's got the ball out front with 50 seconds to go. Patriots on a weave. Fouls calling Gainer. And I can't put a finger on what it is about Ravenwood, why they're just not getting it done.
Well, they're not flat. I'm not going to call them flat. They just they're not allowing their offense to work for them at all. They're not getting good looks. That is Kira Downey.
It is 24. Pennington. The line makes both free throws. 26-15. 40 seconds for halftime. Gainer gets it down the right wing, way out front. Number 33. That's Houston Chapman. Ball's inside, stolen by the Patriots. Another steal. Another empty possession for the Raptors. That has to be 10 or 12 this half. At 20 seconds, 26-15. Patriots drive down the right wing. Burrows got it back out. Back that out 12 seconds, 11. And the whistle blows, and they call a moving screen on 33 for
Jonah Shaw.
The Patriots. And he was.
That is his second.
8 seconds. Gainer. Seifert. Top of the key. Inside. Soft floater. Beautiful play to Chapman. And that's going to end it after a quarter. After two quarters. Page 26. Raywood 17. Garth has got totals.
The Ravenwood Raptor boys team led at the half by Sterling Craig with 6. Gabe Leonard with 2. Chase Siebert with 2. Reagan Carlson with 3. Trevor Anders with 2. Houston Chapman with 2. 17 points at the half for the Ravenwood Raptors. For your Page Patriots. Led at the half by Blaine Burrow with 8. Thomas Seaman with 7. Nate Holman with 4. Jacob Oldham with 2. Todd Pennington with 3. And Ben Cyphers with 2. 26-17 at the half. Page Patriots.
Where's your buddy Ron Brock?
I don't know. Got to get him down here.
Let's take 2 minutes. Quick 2 minutes. And we'll be back on the other side with the Matthew Team Sports interview with Garth and Ronnie Brock of the Patriots. Our score, Page 26, Raywood 17. Let's take 2 minutes here on AM 950.
Since 1949, Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Countyans. The expert mechanics at Puett Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puett Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
And we're back here at the home of the Raptors with our halftime Matthew Team Sports halftime segment. Got my buddy, pal, Ronnie Brock. Congratulations, Hope. Big win tonight.
That's huge, Garth. That's real huge.
Well, I know you were concerned a little bit about your matchup tonight. They seemingly worked to your advantage, except your girls came out a little over-aggressively with the hands tonight, got in some foul trouble.
Yeah, we got a little bit of foul trouble, but we wanted to stay true to what we do, and that's put pressure from the beginning to the end. We did get in a little foul trouble. We had to change some things to protect some people. But I told them at halftime they were going to make a run, and they did. And
they did.
I told them they just have to weather it and then come out on top at the end of the game. And my assistant coaches, we got together after a timeout, said, "Coach, we got to go man-to-man. They get the zone figured out."
Well, you turned them loose. You turned them back loose. Yeah. And I told Tommy this after the game. I said, you know, the sign of a really, really good basketball team who can go far this year is the fact a lot of teams, A, you overcame adversity, and you like to see that out of your team, even though as a coach, you hate to go through it, but they overcame the adversity. And two, when they needed to put the foot back down on the gas that fourth quarter, they cranked it back up. That's hard to do.
It is hard to do. And it's hard to do against the Mariska Harris coach team. And when she's had time to prepare and she gets all her players back, she's shown what she can do with a basketball team last year, not winning first or second in this district necessarily, but then still beating a great Cane Ridge team in the sub-state and getting to the state tournament, which is hard to do. And she got him through it. And I was scared of the matchup. I was scared of the coaching. I was scared of all of it. And I guess you got to be to work hard and prepare.
She's an excellent coach. There's no doubt about that. And coached at the college level for years with Rick Ensel at MTSU. And, you know, how special is it to come back here and win?
It's very special. I spent 5 years here coaching, won the district championship here, regular season, and I got a lot of good friends here still here at school. So to come back and win a game here, and it may be for the district championship, means a whole lot. But what means more than anything is have these girls make the move up to AAA and in the second year come into this district, which is a tough district, and win a district championship. It means so much to them. It means so much to our community and our school, and that's what means the most to me.
Well, I interviewed Coach Noe earlier, and Page is a special place. Huge following amongst community out there tonight. Your crowd, this was like a home game, home crowd for you guys, as opposed to the Ravenwood crowd. What? You know, and I told Stormy, I'm going to call them out. You know, I had a son, Case, graduated from here, and this is terrible. There's 6 students here tonight for the Raptors. That's a shame. They should come out and support their friends, their you know, school mates, whatever you want to call them. They're not here tonight.
Yeah. Our community's always been great. When I was here before, or at Page before, we would fill up stands, fill up bleachers, and night in and night out, we would have more people at our away games than they had. And that's because we've got a little bit of a small town culture out there, and a little bit of a country culture, and I think that helps that our community's fantastic. They all come out for us and means a whole lot.
Well, we talked about this Sunday night when we were together. I want our listeners to know what we talked about, the fact that this is like you coaching all over again, what you've done with this team. Tell our listeners what you had to do to get this team to play where they're at.
Oh, Lord. It's like starting a new job in your first year coaching, Garth. I did a complete 180 from where I was going to where I was headed. I knew what was coming and what we were losing. We were going to lose a lot of our post players, and we were going to become guard-oriented. So 2 years ago, I started researching the dribble-drive offense. I went to the University of Illinois, and the coach out there was running it, and I talked to some other people, and it seemed like it was what I wanted to do that would give us a chance for the most success with our girls. So then I called the originator of the dribble-drive, Vance Wahlberg, and went to Fresno, California, and spent a week with him.
Thought you were crazy, dude.
Following him around, trying to figure out every single little thing he did and all of the things that you don't get from videos and films and stuff like that, and the culture that he had put together out there, and brought it back and tried to break it all down and install it so that the girls could let their talent shine. And that's what this offense does, but I think our defense is better than our offense. And we're also running what he runs defensively, so a lot of the things he does defensively and offensively is what we use. And tell you the truth, he said that his dribble drive, which everybody knows about, originated from his defense because his defense was so good that he couldn't run an offense against it in practice. So he had to come up with something so that he could practice. And so he came up with the dribble drive to go against his defense because his defense was so good.
Well, you've got a special group. There's no doubt about it. They're fun to watch. I mean, they are a full court pressure. They're in your face. Their basketball IQ makes it easy for you as well.
Yeah. They're all smart kids. They played a lot of basketball, and the best thing I can do as a coach is give them some direction, get out of their way, and let them go.
Well, you've done that this year, and I told Coach Noel, I said, I've been around Ronnie for a long, long time, and he's turned it loose this year. He's letting these girls play. He's taking the cuffs off and just letting them get after it and play to their strengths, and that's huge. I mean,
it doesn't hurt to have a post player that knocks down three threes.
Well, three threes. I mean, goodness gracious alive. So going into the district, you guys wrap it up. I mean, I guess you've wrapped it up now.
Yeah, wrapped it up tonight. We're regular season champions.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's huge coming from our AA status 2 years ago and coming into this district with the great coaches and the great competition and winning means a whole lot. It should mean more to our girls and our community.
Well, good luck. We'll see you, in Dixon more than likely.
Yeah.
I appreciate you joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure calling your games thus far this season. I look forward to calling a lot more as the season goes along.
As always, we appreciate you guys showing up. You mean a lot to our listeners. I know a lot of them listen to you on the radio, and it just means a lot to be able to have that atmosphere at our games having you guys here.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate Coach Ronnie Brock joining us for the halftime Matthews team sports segment. We'll be back here in 30 seconds for the second half action. We're not going to take a break. We'll stay here, Crystal. We'll go ahead and go. Stormy's ready to go.
And we sure appreciate Ron Brock, head coach of the Lady Patriots, and appreciate Matthews Team Sports sponsoring that segment. Raptors come out, shot, got a good shot by Sieper, goes up, can't get a good rebound, and charging is called. Patrick Whitlock is shaking his hands, throwing his hands up in the air, going, no way, it's called on Sterling Craig, and he had about a chip shot there, Garth, at the basket. I mean, it's right, just turnaround jumper.
I don't understand why he even tried to penetrate in. It doesn't make any sense. Normally, the Lady Patriots tonight wrapped up the district championship.
Congratulations, not a surprise.
The second year moving up to AAA.
Shot on the corner, no good, rebound. Gainer for the Raptors. Comes Gainer across the timeline. Raptors going from right to left on your radio dial. And white tonight with red trim, red numerals. Shot. Carlson, no good. Rebound.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Up in the air. Here come the royal blue-clad Pace Patriots. Ooh. Nice drive by Burrow. Slice through the defenders and scores. 28-17 is our score. 7-minute mark. Page in royal blue tonight. White trim. Little silver highlight. Carlson got in the paint. Had Craig open. Didn't get it to him. 6:40 to go. 28-17 is our score. It's been all paid so far tonight. Crossing lowers his shoulder, drives, goes apart. Just muscled that one in.
Good move, good move.
The multifaceted football player made a nice football move. Whoop, Burrow's dribble off his foot, saves Bob Seifert. No look, pass, and Craig on the block. Seaman gets the rebound, kicks it back out. Backing out smartly is Burrow. Thought about the three, kicks it to the right wing. Inside look, Hallman Finn left.
Good move.
And he fakes right again. That's three times. Fakes right, goes left. You'd think they would know, Vernon Craig would know that by now.
Great spin move.
Beautiful. Craig on the drive, gives it up, gets his rebound, and scores.
Who was that?
Reagan Carlson. 30-21 is our score to 5:50 mark to go, and our table seems to be wandering off. It's going leg. Come back. Well, whistle blows, and our favorite official calls traveling.
Well.
Clark, y'all haven't made eye contact tonight.
No, we won't. I can guarantee you. You notice he doesn't come over here.
No.
Most officials come over here and give you a fist bump.
Yeah.
Not him.
He had got within 100 miles of Bogo. He don't like me either. Gainer on the drive.
No love lost there, I'll promise you.
Amen,
that.
Amen. Different life. We'd have the fun with him. Siebert can't get the jump shot to go. Rebound. Pull out of the air, Seaman. Here come the Patriots.
Boy, when Siebert's not shooting the ball well, these Raptors, ooh, they have a tough time.
Yes, he is. He is about, well, 17, 18 points a game, and he's got how many right now? Two? Four?
He has two.
Ooh, that's what I thought. Okay. Baseline cut, cross court pass to Carlson, who's taking most of the shot, and he bounced it off his thigh. Players hit the floor, stolen by Page. Bounce pass to Allen. Up.
Yeah,
and they'll call it. And Craig rips the rebound out of there.
Lord have mercy.
It's getting a little wild and woolly out there tonight. And timeout, Larry, no, he wants to talk about it. 4:42 to go. We're taking 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46. Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin. Available on the radio.net app.
442 was a great model Cutlass years ago, Garth, back in the 70s.
442?
That's right. Cutlass 442.
A beast of a car.
It was.
The Hurst. Had the Hurst shifter in it. Oh,
man.
Lord, how much.
Jerry Penny, friend, fraternity brother of mine, his dad owned on the Cutlass dealership, the Oldsmobile dealership in Huntsville, Alabama. He'd come back every month with either a red one with white convertible, blue and white, or yellow with white. We all hated his guts.
If you had one now, you'd have some money.
It'd be worth about $150,000. Shot missed. Here, rebound Patriots. Across the timeline, up 30-21. Both teams started out like a house on fire. They quickly cooled off. Patriots on the drive. What about the inside gift step back? Holman. Way short. Way short. And Cypher gets a rebound and draws a foul. That's on Carlson. Carlson got his money's worth. Big offensive lineman got his. Defensive lineman also got his money's worth on that one. Cypher stepped away from the line, which is a no-no, and missed a free throw. Andrews is out for the Raptors. Number 20 is in. That will be Nick Dang. He's
I know we haven't seen him play.
No, we haven't. First time out this tonight.
His shoes don't even have any scuffs on them.
Uh-uh. They got P.F. Flower written on the side. They're brand new. 31-21, 10-point differential. Craig's triple
good
team.
Defense.
And
good
he picked
defense.
His pocket.
They tripled down on Craig.
Whoa, Gaynor. Gaynor picked some pocket there. It's just a cross across the timeline. Nice move by Gaynor. And Gaynor, oh, blocking call. As Gaynor runs for 5 yards and a first down. Tackle was made by
Brady Andrews.
Brady Andrews on the tackle. I'm sorry, the block. Actually, it was a tackle. Pennington also checks in. Number 24, nice look to Carlson, and he can't get it to go. Fumble on the play.
We know Carlson's going to get on the ground.
My coach, you say, if it's the biscuit, you get down there on it, Mitchell.
Well, you didn't have far to go.
No, he's Mitchell, it's the biscuit. You be down there grabbing that ball. Man.
I bet you were the same height then as you are now.
Actually, I was. I'm taller because I'm drunk an inch and a half the last 5 years.
You're one of these that grew quick. That grew early.
I was this size at about 14.
I was going to say, I bet you were one of the tall ones in the class.
Until about 6th, 7th grade, yeah. Kind of sad. The Lord has a great sense of humor, doesn't he? On the drive, and he walked.
The walk.
Yeah, and just called for the walk. And Patriots have turned it over. I believe we lost count on turnovers.
Yeah, this game right here has been a little sloppy, very, say the least. This kid's a point guard.
Yes, he is, sophomore. Nick Dane, number 20, good-looking kid. Probably 5'10", about 160. Then moved to Chapman. Kicks back to Dane for three.
There it is.
And look at that. Off the bench. First three-pointer of the night for the Raptors.
Maybe he should be playing more than he's time than he's got.
Patrick said, dang it.
Okay. There's a steal, too.
And he's picked the pocket. And he draws a foul. Nick Dane off the bench. Hits a three-pointer. Draws a foul. Going to score 5 points in 6 seconds. Where's he been all night?
Where's he been all season? We haven't seen him play any this season.
He's got those brand-new tennis shoes on,
too. He certainly does. Like I said, no scuffs on him.
Those are Nike.
And he knocks down a three.
Four points in 9 seconds. And his team's got 25. Keep him in a little bit longer. He can get caught up here.
Well, thus far, what I've seen, I think he needs to be playing more than what he's played.
He's got 5 points, and he's been in 9 seconds. I'd say playing more. 31-26, all of a sudden within five. Patrick said, dang it, this kid can play. Shot from Mason. Front rim, no good. Crash the board. Who got it? Somebody draws a foul. Somebody hits the deck, and that would have been Pennington. He's going the line what's left of him. They drilled him to the ground. 245. Mark. 5 point differential. All of a sudden, it was 11. Now it's only five.
You take Nick Dane for that.
Dang it. How many times are you going to hear that tonight?
Way too many. Your sense of humor leaves a lot to be desired.
Well, somebody, you're right. And Pennington makes them both. 33-26.
What are you cooking tomorrow night, Stormy?
They're going to make tacos tomorrow night.
You had tacos last week.
No, we did not. We did not. We had grilled chicken, and we had shrimp jambalaya and broccoli and salad and
what kind of dessert? I know you fed a dessert.
He walked. Yep. Chapman dragged that foot. Last week, we had hot chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven, and the girls ate everything before I could get them off the pan. Tomorrow night, I'm thinking about making two things, a key lime pie, and I've also got fresh strawberries. I'm going to let them dip fresh strawberries in chocolate. How about that? Whistle blow. Sleeper almost comes up with us.
Well, did you cook your infamous steak this last weekend?
No. Weather wasn't cooperative.
Why, it was nice Saturday.
I had important business. I had planned Saturday.
Told you that. I forgot. So you just said it.
2 minutes left, 33-26. Allman out front, guarded by Chapman.
For 12. I ain't seen him. That's Jacob Kukula. I remember him last
year. Yes, Kukula out front was for Page. It's to Pennington down the right wing. Kukula thought about three. Thought better, but Dang had him.
I like Dang's closeout, too. He closes out high.
He does.
Or low and comes up high.
Where's he been?
I don't know.
Whistle blows. Let's see the foul. I was called on 33. That's Chapman.
2-3 on him.
Buck 45 to go. Craig coming back in for Chapman. Oh, I had a great dinner Saturday night.
Where'd you go?
Miss Jill had meal for dinner with her family, and it was really she's a fantastic cook, and we had a lot of fun.
Glad you had a lovely evening.
It was near perfect. Patriots got the ball back out front. Mason Allen's got it. Gets it down the right wing to Pennington. Shot on the way from Holman, and he's been short shooting that one. Rebound off the bench is
good
Leonard.
Pass.
Leonard quickly down. Sleeper step back, gets it dang from the one corner.
Oh.
Hit the backside of the backboard on that one. Was not his best shot of the night.
No, but that was an important possession right there.
Would have gotten them close within five. Holman way out front. Page had scored in forever.
No, they haven't. Matter of fact,
have they scored?
They've scored seven this half, or this quarter, I mean.
Under a minute, right at 50 seconds now. 33-26, Larry Noses, hold it. Hold it, so I can't take it. Hold the ball. One more shot. And Ravenwood staying back. Looks like they're in a 3-2.
Yes, a guard's going to have to go get the ball.
If Sterling Craig goes out there, that'll be a mismatch, even though Holman, he's just standing there. I mean, this is like Henry Kissinger negotiating with the North Vietnamese. No progress in 7 years.
Sorry, that was history coming out.
16.
Sometimes you just make no sense.
I made a lot of sense. You don't
there goes
that
your
time.
Guard getting 12, the ball.
12 seconds, 10 seconds. Pennington drives to the left, 7 seconds.
Holman's got a roll.
And 4 seconds, the whistle blows. And the Raywood faithful don't like the call. Burrows back in, Pennington out. Ball's getting bounced with 4 seconds left. Ball tipped out by Ravenwood. Ball, Kukul gets in, man.
Oh.
He stepped on the line. Turnover Page again. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy on both sides of the ledger tonight.
Oh, y'all better get out there and get on it.
2-10-2.
Can't let him have the ball right there without a testing of the shot.
Steeper drives up, throws a three-pointer. No good. End of three. Our score, Page 33, Raywood 26. Let's take 1 quick minute here on AM 950.
I'm William Billington at Espen Grove Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
And I'm Jeff Smith at the Berry Farms Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
You know, Jeff, we were both born and raised here in Williamson County, and I believe that makes a difference.
I know it makes a difference, William. The people of Williamson County have been very kind to all of us here at Franklin Synergy Bank. We're home folks that are committed to our community's heritage, but more importantly, we're committed to our community's future.
Amen, brother. That's why the number of Franklin Synergy Bank customers has risen so dramatically. Our stockholders are local, our depositors are local, our loans are made with local money for local people and local projects. Our loan decisions are made right here in Williamson County, not in Atlanta, Charlotte, Cincinnati, New York, not even in West Tennessee or Nashville.
If you're thinking about a loan, or if you just want to do business with home folks, come see us at Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fourth quarter action, page 33, Raywood 26, Garth at best, play was sloppy in the third quarter. Gainer takes shot for the wing. Can't get a score. Rebound pulled out there by Mason Allen in the blue-clad Page Patriots. 7:40 to go. Raywood's offense tonight has just been out of sync.
Well, I mean, the only one that I can recall hitting a three is Nick Dane.
He just came off the bench. He's still back in the game.
Well, he should be. He should be.
Cross-court pass.
Oh, Lord, how far.
And here comes the Raptors. Cross the way. Gainer drives baseline and gets tangled up. Nothing called.
Pass.
Sieper goes up and draws a foul to 7:14 mark. That was an interesting sequence.
Yeah, I mean, you make a mistake, hustle back. Don't sit there and grab your head like you knew you made a mistake. Everybody in the gym knows you made a mistake. Just get your rear end back.
Sieper makes free throw. All of a sudden, this ball game was at one time 13-14. Now it's 6.
Well, you can't take a Patrick Whitlock team for granted.
No. Sieper makes them both. There we go. 5-point differential. Got it down to one hand. 33-28. 7-11's on the scoreboard. Fourth quarter action. We're going to have another nail biter. Page has a way of doing that. Sieper drives, and they're going to call Sieper on the charge. Dang drew the charge. Nick Dang, I don't know if he just transferred in, but this kid.
Well, he certainly ain't got the color scheme correct on his shoes, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't matter.
I'm going to trip these players before they come.
Yes, you are. He's just a sophomore. And this kid's really impressive. Good ball handler out front. Cross-court pass. Shot from the corner. No good. Craig gets a rebound. Backdoor cut to Dang. Slices. Dyson. It's scores. Dang is off the bench. He's got 7.
And he's the lead scorer, and he's only played about 5 minutes.
Maybe 3. Yeah, maybe 3 minutes. He's got 7 points going the line to complete a 3-point play.
Man, I tell you what, a kid playing like that, he needs to be in the starting lineup, Coach.
Amen to that.
Give the boy kudos.
Walks up, makes a free throw. This kid cools the other side of the pillow.
2 points now.
33-31, and whistle blows again. Timeout, Larry. No, he's unhappy. Patrick Whitlock implores his Raptors. He's excited. 6:39 to go. We got a ball game, Garth. 33-31. What has Raywood done differently to get back in the ball game?
Nick Dang. I mean, truthfully, he's brought energy. He has brought just movement of the basketball. His passes have been good. They've been crisp. He's penetrated. He's made good cuts. He's made his teammates better. No one on the Raptors team tonight, with the exception of Nick Dang, has made anyone else better.
Amen.
And that's something that this team has lacked tonight until Nick Dang came into the game. And all of a sudden, he made his teammates better.
Wouldn't it be great to find something that kids playing make team better and more cohesive right before the district tournament?
Oh, it'd be huge. I mean, there's not any doubt about that. He walked in, and now
Page turned it over. They've turned it over. They haven't even gotten a shot off by the last 4 minutes. They keep turning it over. Earlier action tonight, the Lady Patriots won 60-46 over the Lady Raptors, and the Lady Patriots won the district. Ball blocked on the shot by Gainer. Can't get it to go. Ball saved out of bounds by Craig. Good hustle. Ball moving down the right wing. Chase Siever's not had a good night tonight. Is he still at 2 points?
Chase Siever? No, he's got 4.
He's got 4 now. Okay. And he's averaging 18. He'll get his spin move. Goes to the baseline. Kicks it out front to Gainer. Drives.
Man, you guys got to look for Dang. Y'all ain't even looking at him. He's standing there. Hit him with it.
Dang's open right top of the key. Wide open. Sieper drives. He's got triple team. Ball up. Dang is open down the right wing. He's got 7 points. I'd get that young man the ball. 33-31 is a score. Sieper inside to Andrews. Spin goes left. Backdoor cut to Gainer. Gainer can't handle it. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Beautiful no-look pass by Andrews. Beautiful no-look pass. Baseline cut by Gainer. Couldn't convert. Raptors take it out of bounds. Get it in out front. Inside to Craig. He's got position. He scores. We're tied.
Tie ball game.
5:33 mark. They haven't been tied since it was who? Page in need. Page was up very comfortably at one time. Soft floater. Burroughs good. Penetrate and score.
Burroughs has 12.
35-33. 5 minutes to go. Got the youth movement on the floor. Dang, a sophomore. Andrews, a sophomore. Gaynor, Seifert, Craig, all seniors.
Find your open spot.
Just ball to Andrews. He's open. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Burroughs ripped it out of the air. 4:49 to go. To Mason Allen quickly down court for the Patriots. Burroughs on the drive. Goes up. Soft floater. No good. Seifert cleans the glass. 4:30 to go. Raptors trailing by two. Okay. Burroughs picked his pocket. Picked his pocket. Goes all the way up. Whoa.
Wow.
Sterling Craig on the slap, but the rebound picked up. The technical call on Burroughs for slapping the ball, and I think that was a...
Who scored right there, Stormy? Number 13, I believe. Burroughs?
Yes.
Or... Did Burroughs score?
I couldn't tell it happened so fast. Wait a minute. Burroughs had the steal, so it was his trailer, and I'm not sure who that was.
Gaynor just hit the free throw, I think. I believe so.
Yep.
Oh, he stepped away from the line.
Missed the second one, 37-34.
Burroughs on my book. I got the bucket. I don't know who hit it. I couldn't see.
The nice hustle back by Sterling Craig to block the shot, but it came right back to a Patriot who put it in score. 37-34 to 4:20 mark. A little action. We had none there for about a quarter and a half. Cypher thought about the three, kicks it back to Gaynor. Dang down the right wing. He's asking for the ball down the right wing. It's Dang. Cypher's double teamed on the baseline.
He did. He walked.
And I don't recall a night where I've seen both teams call for walking more than this. I mean, it's almost like they're middle school teams.
What?
Whistle blows, and what's called now? Dang on the foul.
And you're going to call that?
Yeah, that was pretty.
Come on, ref.
That was incidental at best. Page trying to get the ball in bounds. They finally get it in, slowly across the timeline. Burroughs guarded by Dang. Dang throwing some nice defense on him.
Dang doing a dang good job.
I knew that would come. I like that. Soft floater, Allen.
Rick.
Whoa. Rick, a little elbow there. Holman caught one in the chop. Mason Allen will take that foul. Getting a little chippy out there, Garth. 37-34, 3:36 to go.
Well, at this point, it could be either team's ball game.
Snyder back in for Gaynor for the Raptors. Little defensive feed in to the lines, Craig. Craig's made his free throws, Garth.
He has. Like I said earlier, he's got a nice-looking free throw.
He's trying to shoot a jump shot from there. Eye in the bucket, on the way, second one.
Missed that. Oh, he got the roll.
Right on me. He's
enough speed.
What's he got, eight?
He's got 10.
Got 10, a missed count. Okay, good. Here comes the Raptors. They're going to call that on, which official called it? Called it on Dang. Okay. I didn't get that official. I thought it was official right in front of a suit. Never mind. Not one of their stronger suits, is it, though?
Nope.
three
far from it, Tommy.
3:25 to go. Our score is 37-36. Got a nail biter here. One's going to need to get a mani-pedi after this ball game. They're chewing their fingernails.
Oh, great defense.
Dang,
great defense.
His pocket. He stole it. He's going the other way. Up, off floater. He's good. He's going to convert the basket.
Holy cow. That young man right there.
Patrick Whitlock got a wry smile on his face, a rare smile. Dane's going to the line to complete a three-point play.
And Ravenwood is in the lead.
For the first time tonight. Correction, since it was 2-0. Dang made it. He's got, what, 10?
Dang has 11.
11 points.
All in the second half.
All right, we're going to keep it. It's a full. We're going to take 30 seconds, Chris. Please take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
At the end of the third quarter, it was a listless Raptors trailing 33-26 with 3:10 to go in the ball game. The Raptors have had a spark by Mr. Nick Dang. It's 39-37 in favor of the Raptors. 13 points, Garth, in 4.5 minutes. And the Patriots throw it away.
The wheels have come off.
They are coming off. Niners back out. Gaynor's back in. This will be a huge win for Ravenwood.
Yeah, I wish I had the standings in front of me right now because this game has some very importance.
Yeah, playoff seeding factor. And all of a sudden, Ravenwood is spreading it out. They got the three out, and Seifert draws a foul.
Blaine Burrow, his third.
going to the line to shoot. 1-1 is Mr. Seifert. Leading scorer, averaging 18 points ball game. He has how many tonight? Four?
Four.
Whoa. Big win if they win without him having a big night. Lipped it out. Still two-point differential. The Raptors up 39-37. We're at the 230 mark. Pages, unfortunately, they have just had their turnover. Seifert, downtown.
Big.
Where's that been?
Saved it for a very important part of the ball game, that's for sure.
40-39, Page. It's a 220 mark. Seifert down the left wing. Double team. Gets the gainer out front. Dang open down the right wing. Inside to Carlson. Craig way across. Gainer for three.
Got well, you found a fine time to hit right there, young man.
That's right. Back to back, Jack. 2 minutes left. Timeout. Patrick Whitlock. Home team 42 for the Raptors. 40 for the Patriots. We've got 30 seconds. We're going to keep it here. Back to back. We almost fell asleep in the third quarter. Then all of a sudden, both teams have come. One team has 14 points. Other team has 11. They're going or something, Garth.
Well, Stormy, let's just use the word spark plug.
Yes.
That's what Nick Dang has done for this just flat team. You're talking about them missing that idol. They were missing on all cylinders. Then Nick Dang came in and he made, he made some quick fire to this team.
They needed an all eight cylinder, all plug change at Gateway Tire.
They needed a fuel injection cleaning is what they needed.
That's right. Now they're hitting on all eight cylinders. With 2 minutes to go, Raptors up 42-40. As usual, the game of the week, well, Tuesday and Friday. He turns out to be a nail biter. Dang picks up Burroughs. Almost
good defense.
Yeah, good body. Good body control.
Oh.
And official calls. An official calls the foul that, well, I've seen worse calls, but I can't remember when. According to line Burroughs. Or the Patriots with 150 to go. They're trailing by two. Burroughs had a good night.
I don't know where that kid come from, but he's played a lot of basketball somewhere.
He sure has.
Because he understands the game.
Shot, babe, within one.
I've got Burrow for 15.
Within one at the buck 50 mark. Better tell her to move over, guard. She's about to get run over. Shot, no good. Rebound, Seifert. The Dane, 1:45 to go. 1 point differential, 42-41. Dane drives his right. He's picked up by Burroughs and. Timeout, Patrick Whitlock, screaming the official, getting his attention with 1:37 to go, 42-41. Is it full or 30? It is a full. Let's take 1 minute, Crystal, here on AM 950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
Crystal King, the singer Crystal King, is on the board tonight. Tomorrow night she'll be at Old School right on Carruthers between 7 and 8 o'clock. Do yourself a favor. You like some really good country music and a beautiful lady with a great voice. Go see her tomorrow night, Old School, 7 to 8 o'clock. Is that five?
That's five on Burrow. I missed one.
Mr. Burrows is out. He's fouled out with 1:34 to go. So the line is Dang, who's leading score. Got 11. Missed that one. Rare miss. Dang at the line. Chance to put up his Raptors by two. Made the second one with no effort. 43-41. 1:34 on the clock. 1:30 now. 90 seconds. Pace needs the basket. Pennington drives in. Dishes it off. Baseline cut. Kicks it out to Pennington. Double pump. Shot. Back rim. No good. Rebound. Carlson.
Uh-oh.
Foul called on Pace. Larry Noe is just kind of questioning what's going on here with his Patriots. They're up 20. Up 33-26 into three. Up 26-17 after two. And right now, trailing 43-41 to the line is the multifaceted Reagan Carlson. Offensive lineman and defensive lineman extraordinaire. Eye in the bucket.
Good.
Seaman checks
Carlson
back in.
There has got eight.
Also had a good game. Kukula out. Seaman back in for the Patriots. 1:18 to go. Carlson bending the knees, flexing, nailing it. Biggest lead of the night, 4 with 1:18 to go. The Raptors up 4. Cypher up, and Craig on the block. Knocks it out of bounds. Sterling Craig showing him some athleticism, announcing his presence with authority at 112 mark. 45-41, Pace gets the ball inbounds, way out front to the Cypress, way out front, where the Buck 5 pass is loose on the floor. Nider falls on it. Timeout is called. Patrick Whitlock, in loving his hustle by Nider, gets the rebound, gets the loose ball with 1:02 to go. 45-41, 1:02. If you're Larry Noe, Garth, what do you tell your Patriots? They were in command of this ball game.
They certainly were. And this is just another example of, mental mistakes. I mean, making sloppy passes, walking, just doing things that are going to cost you ball games. And when you give a team coached by Patrick Whitlock an inch, he's going to take a mile.
That's well said.
And they've taken a mile. Nick Dang, since he came into the ball game in the third quarter, has not come out. And I'm going to tell you, he has 12. And I'm going to tell you what, that kid needs to be in a starting lineup.
I agree. Yeah, well, I'd like to ask Patrick Whitlock about that.
Where in the world did he come from?
1:02 to go, 45-41, 4-point differential. Steeper triple team, and whistle blows as a bevy of Patriots attack him in the backcourt. Cypher smiling, he thought, well, it's called on Andrews. I knocked his head off, he thought. Also about to check in for Raywood's number 4.
That's five on Brady Andrews.
And Larry Noe is questioning. And it's that 5 coming in as number 30 for the Patriots. That will be Jacob Oldham to the line. Cypher, quiet night. Still quiet. Somebody put a lid on that basket for him tonight. Does he still have his 4?
Yeah.
Great.
He sure does.
Point total's been easy to keep up with in my brain over here tonight. so few points. Got 5 now. Run out of fingers on that hand. I'll have to use the other hand with 58 seconds. 46-41. 5 points. Looking real good for the Raptors. Cypher, back rim. Whistle blows. This is going to be Patriot ball. The last basket the Patriots got was a free throw, but it was a 3-pointer by Cypher, and that was about 5 minutes ago. They get it inbound to Cypher, kicks it back out. Baseline drive. Pennington goes up. Gets the basket, draws the foul. Wow. Nider on the foul, and Pennington showing some extremely confident moves on the baseline, Garth. What a baseline cut.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to be denied being able to get to the rim right there, that's for sure. And shoots a dogged brick.
5-point differential is cut down to 3 with 41 seconds. Going to the line is the big man, 6'9", Sterling Craig. He's had a good night. His free throw shooting has been excellent. Cypher draws the foul. It will be a double bonus. He's shooting 2. 10 fouls on the Patriots. Craig eyeing the bucket. Nailed it.
Sure did.
Up 4, 41 seconds to go. 47-43. Craig eyeing the bucket again. Made them both. Cools the other side of the pillow. 5-point differential.
That was big right there.
38 seconds. Here come the Patriots trailing by 8. Cross-court pass. Allen shot. In and out. Who gets the rebound? The smallest man on the floor. 5'6". Nider goes up. I mean, Josh Nider goes up all 5'6" and gets the rebound. Timeout's called on the floor. Was there a foul called on that position?
No, was
not.
Jump ball.
Jump ball. 48-43. 29 seconds. As a reminder, this Friday night, Garth gets a much-needed night off, a date night with his beautiful wife, him, and Terry. I'll be stuck with Terry Merrill. He's listening, but I apologize, Terry.
Hey, you know what? Y'all going to have some really good bonding time on 8:40 to Dixon.
He's
and
gonna
I'm going to probably be eating me a steak at Steak Night at Cool Cafe on Friday night. Might go over and have me a little ice cream afterwards.
What kind of ice cream?
Well, I can't think of the name of that place that's over there. Right behind Zach, he's there. They serve cakes, cupcakes, and they got some really good ice cream. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, I know that cake well. Okay.
But you know what? Y'all have fun with that. That's all I got.
100-mile round trip to Dixon County because we're going to give our fans a good taste of Dixon County as they play the Rebels.
Y'all better find you good meat 3 while you're there.
Terry wouldn't need it.
We're going to have to have a good place to eat while we're in Dixon calling these games.
That's right. Rebound to Holman. Can't get it to go. Nider across the timeline, and he draws a foul of 15 seconds.
We got us a ball game over with.
This one is OVER up 5, Nider to the line. Great comeback tonight by the Raptors. They were abysmal first 3 quarters, trailing 33-26, but they have played up 22 points so far in this fourth quarter. make that 23 points. Patrick Whitlock has got a smile on his face down there, the dean of coaches here in Winston County.
Well, he's looking quite fresh down there in his sport coat.
He looks like a James Davis man. And if you're Memphis, you know what that's all about. 49-43 shot on the way. No good rebound.
Oh, what a tip in.
Viper gets his own rebound, gets it in. 4-point differential with 6.5 seconds left. It's not over. Timeout. We're going to keep it here. Also, as a reminder, as we said, Friday night, Rebels take on Dixon County at Dixon County. The reason we're going is to get set up for the playoffs the next week. We'll find out whether we've never broadcast from there. So we're going to get set up in the gym, see where they're going to have us. Next Tuesday night, we'll have the very last regular season game of the year right here at Ravenwood. Centennial will make that 3-mile drive over here, take on the Raptors. And Centennial will bring some speed, some athleticism, and some tenacity. Should be a good ball game.
That'll be on the boys' side.
Yes. You know, girls' side, Ravenwood's already got a win, I can tell you. No offense, Centennial. Long pass, Carlson throws it, and it's picked off by Pennington, and he throws it out of bounds, so he saved it. 2-1. 49-45 is our final. Patrick Whitlock with a smile on his face. He needed that win. 49-45. Garth, give me some totals of them.
I sure will. What looked to be a page victory came up in defeat, led by Blaine Burrow with 15, 8 Holman 6, Todd Pennington 7. Thomas Seaman, 7. Ben Cyphers with 8. 45 for the Page Patriots. For the Ravenwood Raptors, led by Sterling Craig with 12. Nick Dang with 12. Reagan Carlson with 9. Chase Siebert with 5. Rex Gaynor with 4. Daniel Nider with 1. Gabe Leonard with 2. Houston Chapman with 2. 49-45, Ravenwood Raptors.
And what this ball game tells me is that the district tournament, the play-in games next Friday night, are going to be all-encompassing. They're going to be unpredictable. And like in class 11 AAAs, like great theologian Forrest Gump said, they're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So there you go. So much for that one. Lady Patriots, big win tonight, 60-46 over the Lady Raptors. And in the finale, the guys from Ravenwood got a much-needed win. They claw back from trailing 33-26 to win 49-45. It was all Ravenwood in that last quarter, 23 points as opposed to 12. And they just put on a blitz Krieg and won it.
Well, they stepped up and they just flat started playing together, started doing everything right where they were doing nothing right to begin with, and then Paige went from doing everything right to nothing right. So you talk about a reversal of halves. That was a reversal of halves right there.
Well, it was like Charles Dickens. It was Tale of Two Cities.
It was that. So Stormy, as you just alluded to, it's anybody's district.
It's playoff time in Tennessee.
That's right.
And that's what we always look forward to. Well, great job tonight, Garth. Appreciate you being
Same
here tonight.
To you. Same to you.
Appreciate you.
I know you'll miss me Friday night.
Yes, I'll have to retrain Terry, and that's, you know, a fiscal impossibility.
Well, there's one thing about it, Stormy. He's going to remind you 50 times that you're going to probably leave at about 3:00 on Friday afternoon.
3:45.
You know, he'll text you at least 5 times to remind you that. Then he's going to figure out. Then he's going to tell you if he's going to pick you up.
No,
or
I'm
you're
picking
gonna pick him
up.
Him up.
No, I'm picking him up.
And you know,
I'm way ahead of you, Garth.
He's going to ask you all these questions. Make sure you got all the gear, and you know, do you remember how to set it up, since you've forgotten since Tuesday night? I speak the truth, Stormy. I speak the truth.
That, for everybody, that's Garth Bolin.
Every week, every Saturday morning, every Monday, we get quality time, Terry and I doing the Gateway Tire Player of the Week. So, you know, it's quality time on Monday.
I love you.
Every Monday, I can get car sick riding with Terry from gym to gym. That's just what I look forward to.
All I know is your choice of words is befuddling our listeners. Quality time? Is that what you call that? Well, I know we're going to have fun. Terry and I, we broadcast together for 12 years. We did all total, including crowds, probably over 1,000 broadcasts. And it's going to be different because I'm going to be doing the play-by-play and he's going to be doing the color. So let's see how that works.
Yeah, let's see how that goes.
Let's see how that goes for the first 5 minutes of the ball game. For Crystal King, who will be tomorrow night for the last re-ad, will be at the old school, 7, 8 p.m. Don't do yourself a favor and watch her play tomorrow night. For Garth Bolin at Gateway Tire, where I have have bought 22 sets of tires in 25 years. They take great care of my cars, my truck, my car, and my kids' cars when they were around. So appreciate Garth and his crew over there, John, Buster, the whole bunch. They, you walk in, you smell with a smile, something.
Buster's retiring,
Tony. Is he?
He is.
No.
He certainly is.
That's amazing. Well, they'll greet you with a smile, a bag of fresh hot popcorn, and the best service you're going to find anywhere here in the Mid-State area on tires. Take care of your engine. But Crystal King for Garth Bolden, Miss Swarmy Mitchell, and I guess on both sides of the ledger tonight, on the ladies' side for the Raptors, on the men's side for the Patriots. Boy, it's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night, and God bless.